Leaders of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, have strongly condemned the refusal to honor a court order granting a meeting with former Prime Minister Imran Khan at Adliya Jail, calling the act a blatant disrespect to the judiciary. Shibli Firoz, leader of the opposition in the Senate, condemned the violation of judicial orders during a media briefing outside the prison. "Today, there has been a blatant disrespect of judicial orders," he said. "This is not our disrespect, but an insult to the judges and the judiciary. It is the responsibility of the judges, not ours, to protect the integrity and dignity of the judiciary." Firoz's remarks followed the refusal by prison officials to allow the scheduled meeting, despite a court order, which he described as a breach of legal protocol. "The failure to implement the court's decision does not tarnish our dignity, but rather undermines the judiciary and its integrity," he added. In a similar vein, leader of the opposition in the National Assembly, Omar Ayoub, accused the authorities of disregarding the constitution and the law. "As usual, the law and the constitution have been violated," he said. Referring to paragraph 7 of the court's ruling, Ayoub highlighted that the superintendent of Adliya Jail had assured the court that the meeting would take place. "We waited outside for 4 hours, repeatedly informing the jail authorities, but as usual, the intelligence officer in charge of the area prevented the meeting. We condemn this act." Ayoub also criticized the role of intelligence officers, questioning their priorities. "Their job should be to catch terrorists, not obstruct us from meeting Imran Khan. It's an intelligence failure that needs to be addressed," he said, adding that security personnel in Balochistan were unable to carry out their duties effectively due to intelligence failures. Further criticism came from Sahib Sadah Hamid Rasa, head of the Sunni Ittehad Council, who expressed dismay over the behavior of jail officials and their disrespect of the larger bench's decision. "We will not let this matter go unnoticed. The court's decision was disregarded, and it shows that jail administration and powerful officials are above the law," he said. Niazullah Niazi, spokesperson for PTI founder Imran Khan, also voiced strong condemnation. "Today, the refusal to allow a meeting has raised a serious question about the credibility of the judiciary," Niazi stated. "We will file a contempt petition in response to this refusal. Imran Khan's existence is vital for this country and the state.